Hello and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. Esperanza Ray here, and I wanted to welcome you to the show. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, I'd just like to welcome you and also let you know a little bit about what our show is about. Currently, the show is focusing on 2012, which is, you know, it's the subject of my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. And it's a message that was given to me by my spirit guide, Metatron, who is the voice of God. And basically, he's provided me with three main visions that I have put down on the book. And we're talking about this, all the turbulence, turmoil, all the good stuff that is going to be happening to us in the present and in the very near future and the more distant future as well, 14,000 years into the future as well. So we're going to be covering a lot of topics, and we're going to have, at this point, we're not, we don't have a guest today, but we will be having guests as time allows and as the topic is relevant. So I wanted to welcome you, and wanted to share with you, last week we had the topic on possession, and part of the reason we discussed possession is because, you know, it's one of the things that I've been trained to work with. And as a result of that, there's a lot of information coming up in regards to, you know, what's happening on the planet with regards to the fallen hierarchies and how that is impacting us. But at the same time, we also want to focus on the positive and the good things that are also taking place on the planet and how we can tune in more to the positive than the negative. So today we'll be talking about some ways of protecting ourselves and making sure that we can prevent a lot of the negative energies that are bombarding us. Right now, the planet has the most energy probably of any time in known history to us. We are being provided energy from the hierarchies of light, and to counter the effects of that energy, we are also being bombarded by the negative hierarchies, which are providing, are trying to create fear and chaos and a lot of other things, pressure and stress, so that we don't focus on what we need to focus, but are kind of how can you say, we are kind of caught up in all the turmoil as opposed to the good things that we could be focusing on. And with that in mind, we'll start talking about our topic, 2012. We discussed briefly also manifesting in the last show, which was last Tuesday. We will probably touch on this again today. And we want to go into the changes that are occurring within the U.S. and also in the world. And there are different ways that we can prevent that, and we can create a more comfortable energy balanced flow in our lives. And that's our focus, to create a new consciousness to help and assist with developing a new consciousness, a new world, a new way of thinking that will actually help us to manifest heaven on earth. So with that in mind, that is the goal of our show, to help us all to ascend into what was really intended by God from the start and what is intended to be as well in the near future. Again, in our last show, we touched on possession, which is more common than we realize. And that is not a topic that a lot of people can deal well with. I know it's a very tough topic to address, and I have to tell you, my own personal experience has been challenging on that, on the subject. And touching on this, the challenges that we're finding, I was talking to some friends of mine the other day in regards to the energy changes that are taking place on the planet, and how the grid, the world, or the planetary grid, which in reality expands into the universe, we're all interconnected. So the grids interact with the planet as well as they interact with our bodies, and that's how we get into the energy centers, which are obviously the main chakras in the body, but these chakras are also reflected on the planet, and the planet itself, as you most probably know, has chakras of its own. And when we're in alignment, we are all in perfect balance and perfect harmony. When we're out of balance, then we're all obviously in disharmony, and the synchronicity seems to get out of balance, and that's when chaos starts to break loose. So the focus and the purpose is to maintain that energy balance with the planet, with ourselves, and most important, to maintain a balanced mind. In our discussion, we were talking about how people are feeling so overwhelmed with life. It's like we are being given so many things to challenge us that it's almost overwhelming, in the sense that we feel like we have all these things piled upon us. And not only are they piled, but then we haven't quite finished the pile that's on top of us now, and then new things just keep coming, and new things keep coming to distract us and to challenge us and to determine if we're really focused or really determined to achieve our goals, our desires. For example, my goal is spirituality, to help develop spirituality, to share my knowledge of what I have learned through my spiritual guides and my teachers, to share that with other people. You may be in a similar situation. You might be Reiki teachers, you might be energy healers, you might be a variety of different things, or you might just be spiritual people that are looking for a higher connection with spirit, and each of those areas is fine. You may also just be more focused on your work, because that is also part of the plan, and life around us is important. We need to do other things, not just the spiritual stuff. Some people have jobs that are not related to spirituality. My job in the past has not been related, and there are aspects of my job that are not related to spirituality. However, spirituality comes into the picture every single time we take an action, every single time we perform something, we talk to someone, or we act. And one of the common things that keep coming up, basically, is that people are so overwhelmed that it's actually starting to manifest at a physical level. Usually before something manifests at a physical level, where it can be diagnosed by the doctors and analyzed at a physical level, it exists first at an energy level, because it is the energy that first starts to become in balance. It is the stress or the challenges or the chaos in our lives or the lack of focus that leads us into chaotic thoughts, fear, challenge, stress, anger, frustration, etc. And also, of course, feeling of overwhelm. And as a result of that, then that affects our energy field, and our energy field becomes unbalanced. And as it becomes unbalanced, then different things start to show up in our lives, and they start to show up at a physical level as well. So if we can change those thought patterns, then we can help the physical aspect to heal and clear itself. One of the things, again, that, for example, the chiropractors are seeing is that the people's heads, when they do their work, their physical manipulating of the body, they're finding that the brain is looking more like it is being pushed down by some kind of pressure. And again, this, I thought it was only a common experience for myself. I thought maybe I was just finding a lot of challenges in my life. But it's not just happening to me. It's happening to a lot of people on the planet. So it is, in a way, a little bit a sign of the time. And another thing that's a result of this pressure is that when the body feels compressed like this, it affects the actual physical aspect of the body, and you can actually see it. So the chiropractors are seeing this, and they're saying that there's two little bones in the neck area that are like popping out in a inverted V, and they're creating a lot of pain, stress, and discomfort at a physical level, because obviously you get pinched nerves, you get pressured muscles, sore muscles, sore necks, et cetera, et cetera. And how does this come about? Well, for example, in my case, I'm addressing the fact of my regular work, which is working with spirit. Also, my internet marketing business and working with that, getting that out and working with my customers and clients, building up the business. But on top of that, all these other things in addition keep appearing into your life, where there's disagreements with people, or you'll have things that are not flowing. There's no synchronicity. It's almost like they're fighting against you. And then on top of that, I'm doing in-home care for both my parents. My dad has been paralyzed for 5 years, so I help my parents with that. And more recently, my mom has had a knee surgery. And you say, okay, well, that's intense, but that's not enough. And you're sitting here, and I'm like, you can't do anymore. You feel like you've given all you can, and yet more things appear to create situations like doctor's appointments, going to the emergency room, complications with this, complications with that. I mean, all these things are just being piled. And it's creating our environment of stress. It's creating an environment of frustration, anger. So how do we stop this? How do we prevent this from happening? Because this is a result of transcending or our fourth dimensional existence and ascending into the fifth dimension. How can I overcome all this stress? Well, one day, through all this turmoil, it's like a light bulb just went off, and it said, you are a multidimensional being. You can handle anything that is being thrown at you. What do I need to do, though, to accomplish that? Well, the advice was meditate 3 times a day, 15 minutes preferably, but even 5 is good. And then also do some kind of yoga or some kind of physical exercise to help the body bring itself back into alignment. I personally like the Tibetan rites, which is a type of yoga. Some of you might have heard about it, but it's an incredible, powerful type of meditation, which you can do in your own home, in the comfort of your own home. There's a series of breathing exercises which are very powerful, and this wonderful yoga helps to balance the energy centers in the body, and it's very intended on that. It's also recognized while helping the body to regenerate itself and rejuvenate. And I love doing this, because if this is the only thing that I can do for myself on a daily basis, then this is what I need to do to bring my body, my mind into balance. So 5 to 15 minutes of meditation. And you know the interesting part? After I do the meditation and I do the exercises, everything in the day, everything that occurs seems to flow more easily, and you're not as overwhelmed and as frustrated and as angry or hateful or anything of that sort. So you become more and more balanced throughout the day. And this is what we want to focus on. This is what we want to bring into our lives. This is the only way we, as beings of light, can bring change into our planet, into our world, and into the universe as a whole, because we're all interconnected, as you know. So let's continue now with what all of this means to us. One of the things that Metatron says is, we are not here to preach and tell you what to do. Our focus is to point out what events lead up to your current situation. Most important, we are here to provide you with hope and the option to transcend despair. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm a bit in despair with all these things just piled up. And we don't quite get out of one thing and something else is piled up. And I won't even go into all the details. But, yeah, it is a desperate feeling of lack of control of our lives. And sometimes that's part of the aspect of surrendering to the higher will of God. Here is one of your greatest leaders, a man with a vision who knew what was coming in more ways than one. intrinsically enough, he was killed. Interestingly enough, excuse me, he was killed. And this is government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln. This is a quote that comes from the book, which I actually found online and incorporated into the book because I thought it was very relevant to the topic that deals with the United States and its changes, and the changes within North, Central, and South America as well. President Lincoln's words are prophetic for most for your time. Open your eyes and see for yourself. Do not live in the darkness by keeping them closed. I told you that your world is a reflection of you. There is a battle within you. And this is true. I mean, do you feel that battle? Do you feel that fighting between one aspect of yourself and one or the other aspect of yourself? When, you know, when they put in the movies the little devil on one shoulder and the little angel on the other shoulder, it just seems to fit so perfectly with the kind of feelings that you're experiencing when you're going through these dark moments or these moments of challenge. I told you that this world is a reflection of you. So we are basically creating our world. We are reflecting it. There is a battle within you. This world is, its current economic downfall is a reflection of this conflict. It is not a judgment, but an objective observation. Within you, there is a great separation. You focus on your individuality. That is fine. There's nothing wrong with individuality. You have free will to manifest this individuality. However, there is something very wrong with separation. This separation comes from the absence of oneness. It leaves you extremely empty and hopeless. This is the absence you constantly strive to fill. It is a hopeless cause when you look for it in the wrong area. Separation does not fulfill your emptiness. We are talking about separation from your source and from your true self. Do you see why it's impossible? My heart reaches out to you. To make matters worse, you are seeking to fulfill these holes in negative ways, whether it be monetary desires, whether it be desires of having things, bigger houses, bigger cars, better locations, better clothes. These are not necessarily fulfilling things. My heart reaches out to you, says Metatron. To make matters worse, there is promiscuity in your search for love. Sex is the outlet for some of you. And this is a very sensitive topic, I know. To fulfill these holes in negative ways, let go of the distraction. There is promiscuity in your search for love. Sex is an outlet for some of you. Others do drugs, others drink alcohol, while others do everything. Some prefer prostitution, slavery, especially of children, abuse, or murder. So much violence. So this is an interesting quote also from Abraham Lincoln on the subject. My dream is of a place and a time where America will once again be seen as the last best hope of Earth. And based on my personal guide, I know that the U.S. is one of the key countries where the transformation is supposed to take place. And, you know, there are so many cultures mixing with each other in this country. I'm not sure that is a given in other parts of the world like it is in the U.S. I mean, granted, Australia also has a lot of immigrants from different countries, but I don't think the amount of mixture from all over the world exists anywhere else on the planet but in the United States. And I think this is not just a coincidence. I think there is a reason to preserve all the cultures, and I know that the U.S. is going to be a major participant in the transformation of our planet and the ascension of our race. So this is very interesting that, you know, it is intended for us to become better, to improve our planet and to improve our world. However, when we try to control our lives, we do things sometimes that are not necessarily to the best interest of ourselves or to fulfill our purpose as beings of light. We focus on things like looking physically top. And I'm not saying that your body does not need to be in healthy prime condition to help you in the ascension process. However, there is a disproportion of healthiness when you focus just more on one aspect of yourself and not the others. It is better to focus on the mind and body and our whole being as one, as opposed to just part of it, because there's an imbalance when you don't do that. So sometimes we suffer compulsion disorders like bulimia, anorexia, and we go through depression, and even we focus on things when it becomes obsessive, or like plastic surgery, when we can't ourselves achieve control of our body. We try to have someone do it for us by force, and that really is any type of surgery is an invasion of our body. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have surgery. Some surgeries are necessary. Some are more of an obsession with, again, are trying to control everything and all aspects of our life. And that can also be a negative thing. So let's continue a little bit more. Metatron elaborates, and he goes into relationships. Relationships at any level are so precious. When you nurture and allow them to flourish, an affinity and harmony develop. Intimacy only deepens your connection. So there's a negative aspect when we try to control the world, everything around us, including relationships. And there's a positive aspect of that when we try to work with and create a positive connection, a positive relationship. That's when all things flourish. Intimacy also deepens your connection. How? Your science shows you that a hormone is released during intercourse. This hormone plays several roles. At the physical level, the hormone creates a bond between the conjugates. This bond serves to keep the conjugates together in commitment to care and protect each other. Most of all, it's intended for the survival of the species, of course. This literally creates the family unit. The purpose is the survival of the offspring, which ensures the continuity of humankind. And that's nature. At the soul or spiritual level, it bonds the soul of the conjugates into one. They become one at soul level. And that's why we try to search for our soulmates, do we not? I mean, I know I've been searching for my soulmate. I imagine some of you have. Some of you might have found that soulmate. Some of you may not have. And we're all in this process together. We are all seeking to be fulfilled, to be loved at all levels, to be nurtured, cared for, and to care for ourselves and to care for others. Energy connections develop between two people as they interact. Now, that is true at all levels, whether it be in the workforce, whether it would be in the intimate relationship, friends and family. It all creates energy connections between each other. So what happens when these connections are severed? Well, there's an emptiness and there's pain. That's why we feel sad or hurt or disappointed. Of course, sometimes if the relationship is very negative, you can actually feel relief and satisfaction in having disconnected from that type of energy. And trust me, the energy is very important, and it impacts us more than we even realize. We will get into this later on in future programs of our show, because I think it's such an important topic to understand how we are at every level affected and impacted by the energy that we create around us and the energy of others, and based on their focus, their lives, their style, their connection with the world around them, that impacts us and can actually create physical illnesses. On the other hand, if this is a nurturing connection, if we all feed off of each other by giving ourselves each other energy in a positive manner as opposed to withholding the energy, it becomes a very positive, very healing, nurturing relationship. So energy connections develop between two people as they interact. The purpose is to unite for life. This may appear too archaic because of your beliefs or what you have been led to believe. Again, this is Metatron speaking. That is why a connection must exist before intimacy. Anything that takes away from this deep connection is intended to mislead you. The intent is to destroy the family unit as a whole. And I know this is a very controversial topic. I mean, people, there's a lot of divorce, and, divorce was intended so that people who were having bad relationships could find someone else and connect with someone else and have a more positive, energetic relationship, healing, nurturing, fulfilling interaction and relationship with someone else. Unfortunately, we are finding that we are reaching over 55 to 65% of divorce rates, which is very high. It's more than 50% of the relationships. And divorce is not solving it. As a matter of fact, a lot of research is indicating that divorce can actually be more harmful than anything else, because oftentimes what happens with these families that end up in divorce, and I know there's a large group of people out there with this situation, the children that are the offspring of these divorce situations do not have, in most cases, a lasting connection with one of the parents. And this can often lead to a lot of depression, anger, frustration, and carry a lot of baggage to their own personal relationships. As a matter of fact, statistics indicate, as you probably know, that there's a higher rate of divorces within children whose parents have divorced, as opposed to parents who have not divorced. So this is very interesting, and it's something we should work on. Also, a lot of times one of the other stressors in these divorce situations are the children having to create a relationship with someone who's a stepfather or a stepmother now. And in some cases, it can be very cordial and very positive. In other cases, it may not be. So these are some of the situations that we're really realizing need to be addressed in some other way, because otherwise we might lead up to 100% divorce rate in our world. So Metatron says that this is why a connection must exist before intimacy. Anything that takes away from this deep connection is intended to mislead us. Without this unit, each person is left to stand on their own and can more easily be controlled and manipulated. This is the situation that divorce creates. It leaves a lot of single parents, not to mention the fact that it creates a lot of debt. When you have, you get divorced once. Now, most people used to get divorced once, and that was that. Now we're finding people are getting divorced 2, 3, 4 times, even 5 times. And now imagine paying off alimony for each of those families. I mean, are we surprised that we are in a problem with our economical situation, that we don't have the means to cover such an extensive change in our lives, that we cannot afford this kind of divorce rate or interaction with people? So it is all a chaotic situation. And again, it's a reflection of the mind, the mentality, and the world we live in. When we refer to a true connection, this is Metatron continuing, I'm talking about true fulfillment. You are used to settling for less. Whoa, that is so true. I know I've settled for less. How about you guys? Have you ever settled for less in a relationship? You put up with a person because you didn't want to be alone, or you put up with a person because you just like being around them, or because you thought that, they were more popular than you were, or you had to do things that were not necessarily what you wanted to do. So, yes, I've done that. I've settled for less. He says, do not do that. You deserve so much more. Your life is based on your beliefs, opinions of yourself, and most important, your choices. To stop the roller coaster ride, search within for the oneness you know. Not necessarily what other people tell you, but within yourself. That is the real key. And in the book, this is mentioned over and over and over. Again, we are reading from Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Real Secret of the End of Times. And it's written by me, Esperanza Ray, with New Consciousness, New World. This is the one thing that will help you to endure the difficult moments. You originated from the source. You are beings of light. Going within will help you to connect with your essence. So basically, we are divine. We are created in God's image. And he's basically saying this. He's confirming this here. We are beings of light. We are not born of sin. We might have chosen to do some things that were not in our best interest. But that does not mean we are bad or evil people. We are made in the image and the light of God. God would not make anything that is not of the light. Our choices can change that. We, with our free will, can change that. So let's see what else he says. Going within will help to connect with your essence. That is where all your knowledge and understanding is stored. You are multidimensional beings. When awareness is developed, you will understand that you are one with all things, and oneness, you are whole and fulfilled. You are being given the time to awaken and the opportunity to go within and become one. When you seek and ask for help or assistance, it will be provided. God is infinitely generous. A great example are these words from Jeshua. Now, Jeshua is the real name for Jesus. He is the Christ consciousness. And Jeshua is the real name for Jesus, the person we call Jesus. This is what Jesus or Jeshua said. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives. And you that seek, finds. And to you that knock, it shall be opened. This is in Luke 11, 9 through 10. And that's also in the book. Metatron continues. You can get direct training from beings that are not embodied and exist as energy and light in communion with the source. From people that have reached a level of enlightenment, and now train others to become aware. For example, in my case, I've been taught a series of techniques because I was growing through this process. I was going through a development stage. And it is my job now to share, it is part of my purpose in life, to share these techniques with others. However, I do want to point out that I'm not the only person involved. Like some other people will say, we are the only ones that do this. No, I am the only one that has certain techniques which were given to me. There are other instructors out there, other teachers, or other spiritual guides that have other techniques as well that can help you reach the same outcome, or that, as a result, build on each other. My techniques might be a stepping stone for someone else, or someone else's techniques might be a stepping stone to mine. It all depends, and each person can go a different route. They can start with me first, or they can start with someone else first and go to the next step. And you will be guided. If you ask, you know you can be guided to do this, just as I am. There's no difference between me or you. We are all one. We are all connected. The only difference is that some of us work at becoming connected, and some of us don't. And that's all there is. That's all the difference. All right. Let's continue. We're going now into discuss a little bit more about the world changes. We're going to go into, specifically, we're going to discuss a little bit about Europe. And this is what Metatron says. There is a great instability with several countries choosing incompetent leaders. Wow. That's no joke. A lot of countries are having that problem. And, of course, When I say Europe, these are some of the things that are being provided to me in about Europe. However, these are true not just in Europe. They may be true also in Africa, may be true in the U.S., they may be true in South America, and so on. I'm just focusing on a specific region, and those things are being given in that specific region, but it is not isolated to that specific location or place. These are just things that are being brought as different images, different pictures are provided for information and provide this message. These incompetent leaders are adding to the chaos and the confusion. More interesting are the people that elect these representatives. I guess that's us, the people. They are witness to their instability, yet they vote for them. Once they are set up, which may take several elections, they choose a different party. Now, I know specifically the country they're talking about, but I'm not going to get into that because it's not about a specific country. It is what's happening in our planet. This is the situation that we're not always selecting the best candidates. We're not always selecting the best people to do the job. We are, however, selecting the people that will lead us into the process of the ascension, either through their mistakes or through their gifts, one of the two. Or maybe even both. Once they are fed up, which may take several elections, they choose a different party. This party is often the members of the opposite party. Ironic, is it not? For a short period of time, the opposition makes changes in the country. Within a couple of terms, they provide a certain level of stability and financial freedom. The economy recovers and the country becomes more stable. Crime is in check, terrorism is in great part dismantled, and their commanders are behind bars. Good relationships are developed with allied countries, and they have a presence in politics and in the world. They are part of the changes that are taking place in the world instead of being bystanders or watching things on the sidelines. The next election comes around, and the people elect the inept party again. Why? Good question. Why? Because they disapprove of their new allies, or they have disapproved of their actions. When we do this, we are looking only at certain things that are appealing to us. We're not taking into account sometimes the whole picture. We have to outweigh the negatives and compare them to the positives and see if there is a common ground, and what is the opposite party doing. We have to be responsible based on our belief, our understanding of what we as beings of light are. We have to be responsible in our choices. When we are not responsible, we suffer the consequences. When we are responsible, we benefit from them. There's a big difference. I'd like to benefit. I don't want to have more things piled on us. That's for sure. Again, the process of destabilization begins. These same people wonder why the country is upside down. This process has been happening for several years in a few countries of Europe and other parts of the world. It is said that humanity does not consider the bigger picture when making decisions. The ripple effect that they generate is a precursor in destabilizing other countries, the planet, and even affecting the universe. Interesting. Now, the interesting part is we're going to discuss now, or we're going to touch now on Latin America. For example, Metatron explains, most of Latin America is unstable, mainly, and this is obviously in the news all the time, so we really know this as having happened, but it's going to become even more so, there's going to be a more destructive factor involved. Mainly because of the power the drug cartels exert over the people and the federal legal system. While this is bad, there's yet a greater evil lurking in the background. A couple of countries are beyond instability. They oppress their people and are intent on extending their regime into other countries. Not only that, but they allow or they promote people from other countries to do the same and create stability within other countries, if possible. They oppress free will. Ooh, this is a big one. Free will. That's a God-given gift. When you interfere with that, you're asking for real trouble. They go even further by training and funding subversive terrorist groups to create disorder. Their purpose is pure personal vengeance and control. This is based solely on their delusion of justice, hunger for power, and most important, their thirst for blood. These violent regimes will cause much disorder and pain, not just in their countries, but in other continents as well. Interesting. Does that seem like a little bit of the picture that we currently have? Now, I want you to understand this. This is talking to us about our recent, very recent past, our present, and very near future. This does not mean this is the way things are going to be, you know, for all of our lifetime. Things will be changing, and the transformation, the ascension, is supposed to be happening in our time. So, I mean, this is not all that is waiting for us. There's a lot of good, there's a lot of wonder, and that's going to be at the end of the book. So you'll have to stay tuned if you want to find out about that part, because that's the most awesome aspect. And that's the real power of the message. It is so that we, with these things that are going to happen within our planet, don't become discouraged, don't become hopeless, and we maintain and work on our balance, our centeredness, and our oneness with spirit. All right, so they go even further by training and funding subversive terrorist groups to create disorder. Their purpose is, of course, obviously, we said vengeance, control, and there's a lot of, you know, delusion of justice, hunger for power, and thirst for blood. These violent regimes will cause much disorder and pain, not just in their countries, but in other continents as well. Well, we know that terrorism is already doing that. In a lot of other countries, it's expanding worldwide. And so that is, you know, part of what is happening now. It is their violence that will ultimately, this is the key, their violence that will ultimately cause their own downfall. So what goes around, people, will come around. And I've seen some already of these countries that we were talking about that are oppressive. Their leaders are already suffering the consequences of what they've dished out is coming back to them. And you're like, wow, it's happening so quickly, because this is the kind of energy that we have now. We have such powerful, vibrant energy that what we focus on is manifested so much more easily that we do have to control that. And let's see, Metatron says, the country with the best chances of survival are the ones that realize the importance of an alliance with North America. Like I said, North America is one of the key countries in the transcending of our current state and ascending into the fifth dimension. So, yes, it would make sense that aligning yourself with North America would be a key for your survival as well. Their fate becomes irrevocably locked with the northern countries. As a result, they will prevail. This is talking about Latin America and South America. Now, this is the other interesting aspect. We're talking a little bit how North America will impact the countries around them. This is how Latin America will impact North America. Latin America will greatly impact North America as many have migrated from their countries into the United States and Canada. The purpose of this migration is mostly escape from persecution, devastation, and poverty. They weather the language differences, solitude, leaving everything they know for better opportunities, and in search of the American dream. That's true for all the countries that are immigrating and coming in and moving into North America. That's part of the whole thing, the American dream. When the instability in Latin America worsens, the number of immigrants crossing the Northern American borders, get this, will be greater than all the other years put together. Can you imagine the amount of people crossing the borders? It will seem like an invasion of massive proportions. That's what Metatron said. It will be or seem like an invasion of massive proportions. The United States, with their economy and resources weakened, will not be able to protect their borders. They will sound retreat and move further north. Okay, so this is part of what's coming up. All right, let's look a little bit at what's going to be happening in other parts of the world, like Africa. The instability in these countries is great, so let's see what the situation really is. While there are a few well-off countries, we know that, the great majority of Africa is devastated by droughts and small, militant dictatorships. One of Africa's downfalls is the tribal system that exists in many countries. It's not that it's a downfall and that it's not a good thing. The downfall is that obviously they don't have a really stable government that really protects the people and unites the people as a whole. And it's not structured. It's not organized. So that's the real downfall. This allows thugs with guns to take charge of the country. They divide tribal populations, offer little tribal populations offer little resistance against the takeovers. So that's one of the major challenges in Africa, and we already know this to be pretty much so. Okay, let's look now a little bit at Asia. And Metatron says, China is the greatest force power in Asia right now. This is due greatly to the size of its population. It is a massive force. Other factors enforcing its power are exports to most parts of the world. So they got the large population, they got the ability to export, and we are buying a lot of their products. So yes, they're becoming a major power as a result of all this. This will not last long. China is paying off the debt of some of the most powerful countries. Currently, it is silently watching and wondering what options are best. Regardless of its power, China, along with North Korea, has a starving population. It is thanks to some of the more prominent countries that the lower classes are being fed. The greatest threat from China are cyber threats. While they are not the only country involved in this form of intelligence gathering, it is one of the most persistent. Interesting, huh? All right. And Metatron now talks about Australia. Now, I'm not reading everything that's in the book because that would be giving away the message, the whole purpose of the book. But I am touching on some of the most important topics of the book and trying to cover as much information, give you as much value for you. And those who have the book, those of you who have ordered the book online on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you can also go to my website, researchcia.com. You can also buy the book there. And you can be following along. So we are in Section 3, Chapter 13 right now. So let's see what Metatron has to say about Australia. Like many other countries, Australia is also suffering from the global impact of their economies and unemployment. Being part of the British Commonwealth is not what it used to be. The recession is not as pronounced in Australia as it is in England. This will change. In an attempt to recover, the Commonwealth will unite. This will strengthen the member countries. This is short-lived. The ripple effect of the more impoverished members will pull everyone into a larger and deeper hole that they will not recover until the world stabilizes. So, okay. Now, what is the advantage, though, for Australia? There is a little bit of an advantage. The fact, Metatron says, that Australia's advantage is being a large island. This will protect it to a certain extent. The other advantage is that the government is more stable than in some other countries. Another advantage is that being one enormous country, it has many resources, and because it is self-contained, it is able to stand on its own. While the population is located predominantly in the coast, the central part of the country contains most of the resources. Some of these resources, interestingly enough, have not been discovered yet, but they will be because we will have need to search out and seek out new places of resources, and we will find new technology that can facilitate that for us. And so many of these are known only by the indigenous population. Their knowledge will prove to be very useful in the next few years. So you see the importance of us working together and forgetting about the differences between different races, different nationalities, different belief systems. It is more important that we work together and that we support each other. Because united, we're strong. Divided, we fall. All right, now, let's talk a little bit about the rebirth. Metatron states, the world's governing authorities will change. Who will take over? Interesting. Those who currently have the money. Countries will be governed by large corporations and larger banks. They no longer have a need for a government. And at this point, the governments have no real power and serve no purpose. They are simple paid servants working for the corporation. Get rid of the government and more money back into the pocket of the corporation. These companies will continue to hoard additional resources in their search to increase their bottom line financially. They will charge even for the air you breathe. Wow. I just can't. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to imagine what that's going to be like. And that would be, I mean, we're paying for water. We're paying for everything. The last thing on our list, I guess, would be air. Much of that control will be based on lies, manipulation of your laws in their favor. Once the population poses no threat, they will initiate a more serious and restrictive martial law. Their excuse is security. To confuse the masses and keep them in check, they will not hesitate to create security breaches themselves. They will ensure them favor and compliance. So we will do what they basically tell us. And you know what? Without a government that's for the people and by the people, nobody is going to keep these corporations in check. They don't have to be elected. They don't have to be voted. So guess what? They don't owe us anything as far as they're concerned. This is the beginning of our rebirth. So when the government, the banks, or the corporations and the banks start to take over, we're basically in the process of the rebirth now. The rebirth, if you know what that means, it is one of the most painful aspects of our transformation. So that's what we'll be discussing in our next show. The section 4 is called Transformation. And it will cover several aspects of, it will cover basically different aspects of the real chaos. Okay, right now we're going through the initiation of this rebirth, but we're not really in the rebirth process. The rebirth process is the most painful aspect of our transformation. And we'll be discussing initiating the awakening and how that's going to happen. We'll also be discussing other things like, let's see, the evolution through mind development. So we'll be discussing that as well. And we'll also be discussing different, in this part of the book, we'll be discussing different ways that we can help ourselves to become more balanced and more stable and more, and help our transformation in our ascension process as well, is find some level of peace, balance, and in our lives and in our work environment, and all of this is important to our survival. So after section 3, we'll actually be going up to section 2. We're actually going reverse chronological order, and in section 2, we'll be discussing the real transformation. This is not just, at this point in section 2, it's not just going to be the transformation at the chaotic level, you know, which is what we manifest based on our thoughts and our belief systems. This is actually going to be at a physical level where the transformation of the planet is going to take place. So there's going to be a lot of changes on the planet areas that are going to be rising and areas that are going to be going underwater. So the face of the planet will change completely. And some of you, if you're interested in seeing what these changes will be like, I have images on my website on Research CIA under products. I have the maps that I put together based on the images that I was shown. And it really is an interesting picture. I have two different colors. One is the regular green and blue, which is the standard color for maps. And then I have the cover colors, which are the cover of the book, which are indigo and red. And it's very interesting to if you have a map of the world as it is today, you can compare the changes that are going to happen and take place. I did my best in drawing the images in a way that you could still see where the existing continents, the current look and feel of our planet is right now, and then provide also the images of the future so that you could get a glimpse of how dramatic and drastic the changes are going to be. And it's no wonder we're going through all this these changes. So in closing, because we're going off the air in just a minute, I wanted to remind you next Tuesday at 2, we'd love to hear from you. Please go visit our blog at Research CIA or on BBS Radio blog and just provide any feedback, any questions, any information you need that you would like us to address in the radio show in regards to 2012. And there might be information in the book that we have not discussed yet. So you're welcome to ask questions, and we'll be happy to try to answer as many as possible. And any other questions or concerns you might have, any other topics for future shows that you would like to have addressed, we'll be happy to listen to what your needs are and fulfill those needs. Much love, light, for this week. I wish you all find peace, balance, and harmony.